Trainor.
Yo, this is Justin B. Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande.
Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
It is the Zach Sang Show. Heather,
hi.
Dan,
woo.
And Corinne Olympios.
All right.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I forget if we're like, I don't know. I'm smiling really big right now.
Yeah,
thinking you can all
it.
See me.
You have such a beautiful energy. I really like it. I get it.
Thanks.
It makes me feel nice.
Does it?
Yes. You're a ball of energy. You're
Thanks.
A light in a room.
Well, she has enough energy. She takes a bunch of naps every day. How many naps have you had today?
I just napped in the car ride on the way here, ladies and gents.
I'm sure you did.
It's you feel true. Like you have to play that up.
And I swear.
Oh, wait.
I swear this comes with me everywhere. And this would be a napping blindfold. I swear I carry it everywhere.
It is nice. A sleeping mask. It's very nice.
Yes. It's silk.
You're covering, you have a peep from the couch on your legs because you don't want your underwear to show.
Yeah, I'm wearing a really cute jean skirt from LF Stores, and it's super short when I sit down. I'm wearing hot pink underwear. So I took a peep to cover the peep show.
You know, I'm getting a real vibe that like everything the world saw on The Bachelor is totally not bullshit. It's totally the real you.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
It's me.
Top to bottom you.
Just everything.
Okay.
You saw it all. Front and back.
Yeah, we saw a lot.
It was a lot.
Were you actually topless in the pool with Nick on the show?
I was.
And there was like the only thought in your mind before doing that was, I need to make a bold statement here. I need to show the rest of these girls that I ain't playing.
I mean, it was kind of just like, it's supposed to be a sexy photo shoot. Let's make it like a real photo shoot.
Yeah.
Models shoot topless all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, there was a topless girl standing there the entire day that no one even cared about. But no problem.
But they cared about
Her
you.
Her name was Brittany, and she was the Eve bride.
Do we, wait, hold on. Do we look back at any of this and blame editing? Like, do you hate the editing at the end of the day, or are you a fan of it?
No. I mean, there are some things that like are like, okay, you guys cut out the part that led into this part, but, you know, it wasn't, oh my God, that baby dinosaur combination just really freaked me out.
Yeah, it freaks us out every day.
It's actually a baby dinosaur.
Yes, it is a Godzilla with a baby head on top of it, like attached.
And doesn't it look like him?
It does.
Right? I think that's why I bought
you.
It.
It does.
I was really attracted to it when I saw it at the flea market that we became one.
Like, oh my God, it's a statue of me.
I call it my child.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I could take him away.
It's okay. He's there.
I can put him in, you know, in a cage or something.
I just didn't see him before, and when I saw him, I just was very frightened.
Okay.
Welcome to our lives.
Okay, so you hated editing because it cut around things. Let's cut to it. You were the final four, right?
Yes.
You tragically didn't win. Are we upset about this loss, honestly?
I was in the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm over it now. Totally over it. Everything's fine. No bad blood. I just want to clear something up.
Go.
So Vanessa, one of my friends from my previous season, Vanessa Grimaldi, she won the season. Her and Nick are now engaged. She just texted me before coming on this show. Can I talk about this?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Please.
And she said, hey, Corinne, haven't heard from you in a while. Just wanted to let you know it really hurt my feelings that you were talking poorly about me and Nick. Hey, haven't spoken to you in a solid 2 months. No hard feelings. Never once did I say a bad word about you or Nick. I say that you guys are both amazing people. All I said was an opinion about how your relationship looks from the outside is that it's a little bit stressful. I actually complimented you and said that you were very, you know, real and outgoing about it on Women Tell All. And I feel like you should be like that all the time. And you're not. You need to tell the world, hey, being in a relationship is not so easy and butterflies and rainbows and frolicking through fields all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that's how you kind of made it on Women Tell All. And to the everything else, you guys are kind of just like, look a little phony.
So
that's not saying anything bad about you or Nick, Vanessa. It's not.
Is your point there saying that she should be honest and open about her relationship because it is not, first, it's not a normal relationship that they're in.
Don't feel bad. It's not working. But if it is, great, but talk about your issues.
Are you saying right now that their relationship isn't working?
I don't know for a fact, but I was asked my opinion on what I think the relationship is like on the inside, and my opinion was that it's not.
Which,
so real.
Which makes a lot of sense, right? If you let's be real about the situation, right? It's kind of a played up created relationship, right? They kind of know each other, they kind of don't, right? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you were in the thick of it, right?
Yeah, and it's not me to talk quote unquote crap about anybody because I'm not. Nick had my back from day one from the show. I really, really respect him and appreciate him.
Uh-huh.
I'm not dissing Nick. I'm not dissing Vanessa. I lived with Vanessa. Vanessa and I had our fair share of issues. Believe me, I could go into that on its own.
Yeah.
But I was just asked my opinion on something, and I just feel like it's kind of annoying when people are like, you're talking shit about me. No, I'm not.
You're being honest.
No, I'm not. Never did I say, Vanessa's a really bad friend, and, you know, she backstabbed me. Like, no, I never said that, even though she did. But I never said that.
Do you wish you were in Vanessa's position right now with Nick?
No, I'm very happy for them. And if they truly are happy together, great, wonderful. Make it work. Go about your issues, fix them, do it.
Do you think these issues that they're having stem from the fact that, like, they're a couple under a microscope and they're really trying to figure out what real relationship is?
No.
What do you think the issues stem from?
I don't think being under a microscope has anything to do with how your relationship is. If you have a good relationship with someone, you have a good relationship with someone on camera or off the camera.
Okay.
If you're real. If you're fake, then obviously it's not going to work.
You're right.
Excuse my language.
No, you're 100%. Yeah.
Was your goal going on this show to actually find love, or did you want, like, the fame and the followers that came with it?
I had no idea that this was ever going to happen like this ever.
Really?
Like, no. Not a clue.
And that's because you're
real. I really wanted to find love with Nick. And when I went home, I really, really was devastated.
You're authentic. I can really tell that, right?
Yeah.
And even the things you've said, right, that make you into a household name and make you pretty much, in my opinion, like, I don't want, you know, I knew you as, like, the clear standout in terms of, like, Vagines and, you know, all these, like, your caretaker or your nanny.
My nanny.
Raquel.
Is Raquel's a nanny?
I mean, I don't know what to call her these days. Everyone yells at me when I use the N-word.
Nanny.
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 Nanny is the N-word.
I mean,
that was funny.
And, oh my God,
how alarming.
And you genuinely believe that your heart is gold and your vagina is platinum.
It is.
What exactly is a platinum vagina?
I don't know.
Okay.
But yours is a good one.
You know a good one and you know a bad one.
You're right.
She gets it.
Everyone, it just silently agrees. Done.
Exactly.
Moving right along.
You're going to Coachella this weekend?
Woo!
You excited?
Yeah.
Are you going with friends or what
yeah.
are you doing? Yeah?
Yeah.
She's excited.
No, I really am excited.
Like, is your first Coachella?
No, it's my second one.
Oh, don't wow.
I mean, you live a very nice, you're 24?
25.
25. You live a nice life. You're rich? You know, you're famous now. Things are good for
no
you.
No big deal.
What do you think you would do if you weren't rich?
I would probably just keep, I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with me.
You're the same, but you'd probably, you know, you'd still work, right? You run a business? You work with your dad?
Yeah, I do. But now I'm really focused on, like, my clothing line and my book and, you know, getting into other things like makeup and, you know, just getting a lot done. I'm really trying to build my own brand and, like, venture off onto my own thing. I'm learning a lot. I'm getting into things without my parents' help, and I'm learning so much, making mistakes
and
going through hard times too as part of it.
Yeah. So are you obviously still looking for love?
Yes. Yes, I am.
But you're going to be on The Bachelor in Paradise.
I don't know yet.
Oh.
Whoa. Ooh.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I heard you talking that you said you have somebody in your life that you're talking to.
He's a mystery, and we don't know if he's real or fake.
What are you talking about? Are you being catfished?
He's probably fake.
What?
I don't know.
Whoa. So what a tease. Like, this is...
People think I'm engaged. People think I'm single. People think I'm seeing someone. You guys figure it out on your own.
Is it a girl?
I don't know what's going on.
You gay?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. Would you ever dabble with a girl? Ever?
No.
You never have?
No.
Okay. What?
Is that like a normal thing?
No, I mean, maybe make out with a girl once.
No. You know,
one drunk night?
No.
Maybe Coachella?
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, okay. Definitely into men.
Got it.
Well, how can you go on The Bachelor in Paradise if you have a special someone?
I don't know if I have a special someone.
Or if she's going to be on The Bachelor in Paradise. We don't know.
Ooh.
There's an air of mystery about her, you know?
If you don't end up on The Bachelor in Paradise, is
there... I'm really smart. Anyways.
No, but... I feel like that's important to kind of verbalize and put out, like, to validate, you know? State a fact. You're smart.
I'm very smart.
Does it annoy you when people think you're stupid, though?
Yeah, I think that would annoy anyone.
Well, yeah, but can you see why some of the comments you make would make them believe that?
That I'm stupid? What comments make me look stupid?
Just like some of the things you say on the show.
Specifically,
like
Dan.
Well, I gotta be honest, I've never seen the show. I just see what the...
I feel a little animosity here.
Listen, I'm not the brightest tool in the shed. My vocabulary is very small. I don't know what the hell that word means.
What?
Animosity?
Oh, I mean, like, yeah, just bad vibes. You're sending
you're a little
negative
angry
vibes.
At me.
Yeah,
I'm
angry.
Not angry at all. Okay. I just got questions.
Okay, ask.
Well, you're not answering anything.
I don't know what your question is.
About people thinking you're stupid.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really think that people think I'm stupid.
Okay.
Do you think I'm stupid?
No, I don't know anything about you. That's why I'm asking. I'm just reading what the comments say on the internet under your interviews.
Okay.
We're moving on.
Okay.
Because I don't think you're stupid.
On.
I actually think you're an evil genius. And
thank
I
you.
Get what you're... I understand
okay.
you.
You gotta understand.
No, we're very much on the same... I get you. Seriously, I understand it.
Alrighty.
Your happy place is being on set. You've said that.
I'm really uncomfortable.
With him?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
It's fine. I feel like if you have something to say, you could just say
I have nothing to say. I actually have a lot to say, but I'll let you guys talk about being comfortable
just
on set.
Just say. Well, I feel like you need to ask me something.
Oh my gosh.
I don't
this just turned into a scene out of Bachelor. I mean, what do you want to do here? Are you gonna say what's on your mind, or you're not going to say what's on your mind?
Dan's
what's on
the
your
villain.
Mind.
Does it bother you that people think you're the villain?
I don't think I'm a villain.
Neither
and
do I.
I think that people thought I was a villain because I was kind of this different... I've said this before, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that I was just this different kind of character that people weren't used to being on The Bachelor, which was, like, girl that just kind of, like, did whatever, said whatever, didn't really care, did her own thing. A villain is someone who is actually vicious toward another person and is not nice to other people. And I get that Taylor and I did have... an interaction, but that was only after she had continuously gone to Nick for no reason, talking bad about me, and then personally attacked me by the campfire. And that's when you just got to stick up for yourself.
You're right.
Do you feel like they were threatened by you, the rest of the cast?
I don't think they were threatened by me. I think they just didn't know really how to handle it. You know, I feel like they kind of were just like, oh, my God, like, Corinne's doing, like, exactly what she wants and saying exactly what she wants. Why can't I do that? And I feel like everybody has this thing in their head, and they're like, I have to act a certain way, and I have to do this a certain way because I'm on a TV show. No, you don't. No, you don't. There are no rules. You can do whatever you want. You have to do what you need to do to rise above 30 other women. You got to go for it, honey.
Because
if you don't, I'm gonna.
Which would explain why you made out with him the first moment you could.
It wasn't the first moment I could. The first moment I could would have been the first time I talked to him. But I was talking to him, and we kind of had this moment that actually wasn't shown. And I was just like, I'm going to go back and just kiss him and see how it goes. Because if there's nothing there, I'm probably going to leave. So again,
I loved watching this moment and watching it unfold on TV because
it was great.
You had a mission, right? And you're not going to waste your time. Like,
I don't want to waste time.
F you, yeah.
I hate wasting time. I don't want to waste anybody else's time either.
Yeah.
So.
And he kissed you.
He did it.
Yeah.
We went for it.
It was awesome.
It was wonderful.
It was a ballsy move to make.
It was.
And I think it also like set you up for the whole season. It was good. Really, really cool.
That's really?
No, I think
that set me up.
No. I think
was that like really a major moment?
Well,
was it?
You told the other girls in that house that you weren't playing and you knew what you wanted. You get me?
I got you.
And that was pretty much the reaction from the house, if I remember the episode correctly.
Yeah.
Right. And you were really like you were showing dominance. You were taking over from the other girls. That makes sense. You were stealing time and whatever. It's good. It's good. I respected it. I loved it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Do you think they told him to keep you on the show for ratings? Because you were everyone's favorite. And when you got voted off, people were like, I'm not watching it anymore. She's gone.
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I don't know how any of that works. Thanks, producer friends, if you did. thanks, Nick, if you kept me because you liked me. Thank you.
Would you ever, you know, go on a shopping spree with a guy ever again?
No.
And pay for it?
Never. That was so stressful. My God.
I mean, you were just, what were your motives behind that? Just doing something nice? Just putting him in nice clothes to make him look sexy?
You know, I don't know. It kind of just happened. I didn't really ask questions.
Cool.
It was one of those things. Like, all right, okay, we're doing this. Okay. Yeah.
This is going to be a thing. And
okay, yeah, this is happening. Mm-hmm.
You're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
It was so fun. I had so much to say.
Yeah. I feel like you do.
I have so much to share with the world.
Heavy opinions on heavy things.
Yes.
Where's home base right now? Is it still Florida?
Well, I just rented an apartment here.
Congratulations.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
What neighborhood are you in?
Miracle Mile.
That was my first neighborhood here. Yes.
It's really like homey.
It's beautiful.
It's a brand new building. I'm super excited.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Love it, dude. Love it.
Do you think you'd have like a good reality show? Is that what you would want? Or you want more of a talk show if you were to have one?
Well, I feel like a talk show would be better for me in a podcast type thing.
Yeah.
Reality, because like the most ridiculous things happen to me every day, and like I think a reality show would probably just be better of like going about my daily endeavors and like showing what actually happens, because sometimes it's like not all great, but that's life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You quoted Paris Hilton in your high school yearbook.
Someone edited that. No, I did not.
Really? Okay.
That was so dumb. I literally was looking at it yesterday. I'm like, who did this? That is so rude.
So it wasn't you?
No.
Do you not like Paris Hilton?
I do.
Oh.
But I didn't make that my high school quote.
Fair enough.
I actually don't remember what it is. And when I get home, that's the first thing I'm doing.
Okay. You said before, correct me if I'm wrong, that you're happy on set. When you woke up every morning in that house with those girls, were you on set or were you just looking for love?
I said this?
No, you said, hold on.
What did I say?
You said being on set is my happy place, right? Referring to all the music videos you were in.
Okay, yeah.
When you woke up in that house, competing against those girls, looking for love, were you on set?
No. No, I wouldn't be like, okay, I'm at work, I'm on set today. Like, no.
It was just, what was it like? A giant slumber party?
It was just like...
College?
I don't know.
Do they like feed you alcohol? Like mm-hmm. just drink and party the whole time
yeah,
or hang out?
Yeah, you like drink and eat, gain weight. It's great.
All while having to look sexy, be on camera and look for love.
Do the producers like actually like manipulate the like girls into like getting into fights and stuff? That doesn't happen?
No.
Right. Those fights were just real.
Yeah.
Real fights. All
right. Might not
even
need
it's bound to happen. Like 30
girls
dating the same guy. Like that's just scary if you think about it.
And I was in a sorority, so I get it. Actually, with Jasmine G, she was in my sorority
really?
In college. Yeah, are you friends with Jasmine?
Yeah.
Isn't she the best?
Yeah, she is. We're going to Coachella together.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's fun.
How's your relationship with Taylor?
My sister?
I don't know. I was just a question I was told to ask by somebody.
Oh.
A huge fan of the show.
My relationship with Taylor, if you're a huge fan of the show, why are you asking? We don't have any relationship.
Whoa.
We're not friends.
No.
I don't know who
but
Taylor is.
But Taylor, my sister, great relationship. Maybe they were asking that because my other relationship with the other Taylor was not good. Anyways, my sister Taylor, wonderful. She's my best friend. Love her.
Nice.
Corinne, a lot of love for you.
Actually, I have one other question this person wanted to know.
Okay.
What kind of lipstick does she wear all season? Is it Kylie Lip Kit? And if so, what shade?
It is Kylie Lip Kit. It's Coco K. I think I'm wearing residue of it from last night right now.
Cool.
Have you
it
met
does.
A lot
it
of
It lasts
these...
a really long time. Like, you put it on Monday, you're good till Friday.
Nice.
Have you met a lot of these,
easy.
Like, famous people now that you've got this fame from the show? Like, have you met the Jenners and the Biebers or any of these people?
Well, I was at a party for Stassi the other night for her collab with Pretty Little Thing. And, you know, Madison Beer and I have been talking. She's super cool.
Cool.
Love her. We met in person the other night. Hit it off, met a few other people. Kylie actually came right after, but I would have been like in the same general area with her. I probably would have met her. She's cool. So no, I haven't met her yet, but soon. We are starting to get into the same little crowd.
Running in the good circles. Mm-hmm. We like Madison Beer. She's a friend of the show.
Really? Yeah. She's awesome. She's super sweet.
Good egg. Good
She's
person.
A good egg.
Corinne, thank you for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
A lot of love. I'm really sorry for
Dan. I think
Dan.
This went well for us.
I'm really.
Did it?
Yeah, you and me, definitely. I think okay. We definitely hit it off.
Okay, great.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.